Many of these wonderful and fiercely dedicated activists are not only fellow freedom fighters, they are my best friends. It is also claimed that I am a member of the People's Liberation Front, a shadowy and infamous group of cyber warriors with a quarter-century legacy of nonviolent resistance on behalf of the downtrodden and disenfranchised of this world. And I say that I am not only a founding member of PLF, but I am its leader, and ultimately responsible for all actions done under its flag. Finally, this indictment charges me with certain criminal offenses. With regard to these allegations, I can only state at this time that both my co-defendant, Josh Cabelli, and myself are categorically innocent of the charges against us, and our legal team will provide irrefutable proof of this at our trial. When we were laying out the plan for today's press conference, one of my friends asked me, why here? Why not over at the federal courthouse in San Jose? I mean, that's what it's really all about right now, right? And the answer is because this is where it all started. You local journalists know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Peace Camp 2010, man. 60 days. An intrepid band of homeless people and street people gathered together and occupied this very space that we stand on. You can edit that part out. I just bonked the journalists on the head. You okay down there? All right, good. Where you start? You know, and what was that protest about? Peace Camp 2010 was about standing up to rich and powerful few in Santa Cruz and to demonstrate a better way of building community. And it was those powerful few fearing the effect that peaceful protests might have on the coming elections, ordered Peace Camp 2010 to be ended by force, arresting dozens. I myself stand so charged for the physical occupation that took place during Peace Camp 2010. Ed Fry will actually be my lead attorney on that case here in the county. He can also answer all your questions about Peace Camp 2010, which you should be asking a lot more of. Robert Norse is here today. He can speak to his citation for singing a protest song in a locally designated free speech zone. When justice is denied and peaceful dissent is forbidden, civil disobedience is the only logical response. You know, I am a homeless guy. And I'm scary smart. And despite the best efforts of the city, the county, and now the federal government, I will not be silent. I'm a street person. My name is Commander X. You can damn well expect it. Thanks. Okay, now I'll just...
Can you stand on the X? Just do Q&A.
If you guys would put record, because my attorney needs a record of everything you guys have a record of, and that's the only way this could possibly begin to work. So if you would just say your name and you... Yeah, I'll let you for the video guy. You don't have to turn
it on. Bob Riddell, I'm a reporter with NBC Bay Area. All right. So the federal government's accusing you of shutting down the Santa Cruz County government website in retaliation for the illegal camping.
Correct.
And you're saying it had nothing to do with that attacking or denial of service?
Just to let you know, I you can have make photocopies. I was going to make them for you guys of the indictment, the warrant, and the statement, but I didn't have time. So if you want, whatever, this is material will be made available somehow on the net, or if you want to look at it today and make notes and make copies, whatever.
Do you have anything to do with the denial of service attack on the Santa Cruz County government website?
I for that question, I'm going to repeat almost verbatim what I just said in the statement, but I'll do it for you anyway, and that is myself and my co-defendant, Josh Covelli, are categorically innocent of the charges against us, and we will provide irrefutable proof of that fact in a court of law in the coming months.
You know who?
And until then, that's the statement on the DDoS attack on Santa Cruz County website.
You know who did the attack, though?
That's the end of what I've got to say on that topic.
You're saying you're homeless, you're scary smart, you obviously are very smart with computers. Why not take that skill, go get a good job, get yourself off the streets?
What makes you think I don't get one? Do I look broke?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking.
I like sleeping outdoors. It doesn't mean I'm broke.
You know,
I mean, I do just fine for myself. I don't think my finances are any of the public's business right now. We're here to talk about a well-known persona that has, you know, been a pain in the ass, by the way, Commander X has. Not just to, you know, Santa Cruz County, but to, you know, dictators like Mubarak and Bin Ali. You can go to the website and see the work that we do all across the Middle East, the Balkans. You know, this is a global movement, and we're active in countries. We save lives. Bloggers come to us in Syria, and we teach them how to stay alive. So what we do is so much more than you can ever imagine. Now, beyond that and any you know, actions that I may or may not have been involved in will be discussed in the coming months. But
I wonder how you feel about the people who are behind the denial of service attack, because it did affect ordinary citizens.
Well,
probably don't
well, look,
have
I,
a,
I just,
a bone in the
even,
dog in this fight. No, I'm just wondering how you feel.
I'll tell you. I'll answer your question. You know, I mean, I just got done making a statement, and I am a member of Anonymous. I mean, or I am associated with the movement known as Anonymous. To stand here in all truthfulness and say, you know, we don't DDoS, you know, we DDoS all the time. You know, 2 days before I was arrested, we were DDoSing President Assad's website, three of them, in the country of Syria. And we've defaced it twice this month alone, and you guys have covered that and been very good with the media about covering that story. And you know, so those are the sorts of things we do. We fight bad guys and tyrants wherever we find them. And where we found them in December of 2010 was right here in Santa Cruz. We found a bunch of homeless people hunkered down on this little patch of property here who were being pummeled by the system. They literally had come here for sanctuary. They had nowhere else to go in the county because everything has been made illegal. Breathing is friggin' illegal here. I mean, this man here was cited and actually jailed for singing in a free speech zone here in Santa Cruz. It is utterly ridiculous here. And if you know anything about Anonymous, if you're familiar with, for instance, Operation BART, which you're free to ask questions about, or, you know, any of those other domestic sort of operations that seem to go up the ass sideways of the FBI, well, that's what it is then. It's probably just because it happens in the United States of America. But think about it. It is no different than what we do to bad guys wherever we find. It's just nobody cares if it's, you know, President Assad. You know, they're going to hold me to account because I was defending a bunch of homeless people, whatever it is I did.
I think people maybe get upset when they see ordinary citizens with regards to BART being inconvenienced or with regards to the Santa Cruz
Too
County.
Too bad, man. You don't think that the poor homeless guy that was murdered on the platform just a few months ago or the other guy that was literally shot while he was already cuffed and shot in the back by a cop, this police department has a problem, man. That's not supposed to happen in America. They're supposed to these people, the government, is supposed to protect us from that crap. And they're not. They're failing. People are dying all across the country. I don't think a week goes by that my news feed doesn't pop out either a police abuse or a flat-out police murder of an innocent person in this country. And you can say, yeah, that maybe comparative to other countries, it's better. But it's not good enough. And so when you have the question of civil disobedience versus the question of justice, you know, obviously you look back on the icons like Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, stuff like that, and what it always comes to is at some point justice and the right to civil disobedience meet in the middle where there becomes a moral imperative and whatever. And we left this county courthouse steps voluntarily. We broke up Peace Camp 2010 ourselves. And there was no need for the malicious prosecution that they did to these people who are going to do 6 months in prison for sleeping on the courthouse steps. And it's no different than what we did in Orlando with Food Not Bombs being arrested for feeding homeless people. Come on, guys. Come on, people. Wake up. There's got to be a limit in America to what you can do to poor people just because you don't like the way they look and you don't want to see them around. You know, and there's got to be a limit. And that's what civil disobedience is. In essence, civil disobedience is stepping up to that and saying, yes, okay, I'm going to inconvenience you. I'm going to break the law. I'm going to sit in at the Woolworths seats at the Woolworths lunch counter, you know, back in the 50s and the 60s. I'm going to take up that space and shut that business down. But I'm going to do it because there is a moral imperative here.
But you're inconveniencing people who don't have a dog in the fight, and I think that's what
that's not true. They put their money into the bot system every single day to pay those cops' wages who are murdering people.
Well,
no.
People live in Santa Cruz County who use the government website.
People need to be held to account. Government officials need to be held to account. And we have found in our judgment and in our just absolute rage, actually, that this organization is held to no account. They became the first government agency in American history to shut down cell phone service and internet service for the purpose of controlling and shutting down a free speech protest. That is remarkable in our country. And, you know, we go by it because we're post 9/11 and we've gone by the Patriot Act. They stripped some rights from us. Now they can monitor every friggin' email we send. And we keep going by these milestones, guys. And at some point, the outrage and the moral imperative outweighs any other consideration that's nonviolent. And if a person has to wait an extra hour on a BART platform and then has to see the signs and maybe get educated by some person, protester, who sits down next to them, then that's just too friggin' bad. That's what protest is in America. That's what stopped the war. That's what ran a president out of office. That's what has done every good thing that has ever happened in this country has come from actions just like what happened here on these courthouse steps with Peace Camp 2010 and anything else that may have gone on in conjunction with it.
You say you're innocent of the charges, but do you support the denial of service attacks on the Santa Cruz County government website that took place last summer?
I neither condemn nor do I condone those attacks at this time, and I make that statement purposefully vague for legal purposes. I mean, as I told you in the statement, I'm doing this against my attorney's advice. And we are innocent of the charges against us, and we will prove that beyond any shadow of a doubt in a court of law. That's all I can say at this time about it because, I mean, you know, we're in a legal fight, so we've got to do some. Otherwise, my lawyer would just come fucking shoot me, man.
My understanding is you didn't show up for trial for the illegal camping charges. Are you going to show up for trial for these charges handed down by the federal government?
If, you know, they're nice, man. Yeah, of course. I mean, I wouldn't be standing here in front of cameras and documenting my presence and admitting to you know, basically points in their indictments or various indictments against me. So, you know, yeah, we're gonna stand up to this and we're gonna deal with this. I mean,
when are you back in court?
Oh God, Ed, you got a camping date. What's the next camping
date? Is that your understanding?
November 1st for the federal. I know that. I know that November 1st is for the federal.
You were released Thursday, this past Thursday? When were you
released? I was arrested the previous Thursday, 22nd, and released this Thursday.
And how did you get out? Bail on your own recognizance?
I made on my own recognizance, and I just want to throw my own line in there. The conditions at the Santa Clara County Jail are fucking deplorable. And that is a travesty of human rights that's going on over there, and somebody needs to get on that and investigate it bad. The overcrowding is unbelievable. You get this tiny little damn box of food that's like 3 bites every day. People are starving in there. You can't get any medical attention. I asked for a doctor the minute I came in. I was very ill when I was taken into custody. I asked for a doctor immediately. I got the paperwork to prove that. I can show that to you guys later. I didn't bring it with me, I don't think. But I just want to say the conditions are deplorable. Somebody needs to look into this stuff. This is you guys' job, man. Get on these people, man. They're hurting people over there, and I'm innocent until proven guilty. They don't got a right to punish me yet.
Where do you do your hacking from? You go to a library computer? Or do you
have nowhere now. I have not touched a digital device since I left the federal courthouse upon my release. on Thursday. No, let me finish. All right? I have not touched a digital device of any kind since I left the courthouse. And I have been stripped of so much of my free speech that it's unbelievable. They have forbidden me to use Twitter, Facebook, IRC, which is an internet relay chat. These are the major social media outlets that I communicate with you guys with. This is how I've been communicating with you all along. Commander X, who I am, has been so good to you guys all along. And I've given every single one of you interviews when I was a fugitive, when I was on the run. I was giving interviews to all the major networks. So
my question is, how do you normally, when you are hacking, I know you have it since Thursday, do you have a laptop that you carry around? I'm just curious,
I'm not comfortable, first of all, I didn't say in my statement, nor have I ever said, that I am guilty of any hacking.
Well, you said initially that you're a hacker and that your name is Commander X.
Being a hacker doesn't mean I'm admitting to any hacking.
The difference?
There is a difference. I'm under criminal indictment, and I mean, to be honest with you, expecting many more. I expect that, you know, you guys, I'm going to basically call one of these every indictment. There's going to be more, guys. We know that.
I do want to clarify. You said you're a hacker, but you don't hack. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I'm no comment.
Okay.
To that question?
You hacked before, right?
I think that was clear.
How do you use social networking sites on a regular basis?
To contact the media primarily. I mean, especially Twitter, the reporters really love it. They get it in their sound bites.
Do you use it from a laptop? Do you use it from iPhone?
Yes, or a computer, I guess.
They took all my computers. They currently have, the FBI currently has three very, very expensive laptops of mine.
Okay.
And I have, all digital devices that I owned at the time of my arrest have been removed from me and are been confiscated. But in addition, my free speech has also been confiscated, because the only prohibition that should be in this release agreement should be for me maybe not to DDoS, maybe not to do what it is that they're accusing me of doing. And that would make sense. This is onerous and unnecessary, and I intend to have my attorneys challenge it at the earliest possible convenience. It will come before even the planning of our defense will be to challenge the free speech issues that are here. This is what we stand for, folks. This is who we are. So
you come out now and you say you're part of the group Anonymous, but by giving us your name and giving us your tag name,
you're no longer But let's talk about that then, because I didn't do that, okay? The federal government did that. I'm holding this news conference because the indictment alleges this, and and I acknowledge that they're going to probably show enough proof that it's true. So I held a news conference to say what's going on. This is yes, I'm Commander X, but I forget the question.
That's okay.
I'm tired as hell, man.
Interesting that you're acknowledging that you're part of Scoop Anonymous and as the name implies.
But they outed me, and let me tell you something. This is very dangerous, what they did to me. My anonymity in Anonymous that they stripped from me, I'm now unmasked, okay, like KISS. And what they did to me was part of my right to demonstrate. It is your right to protest your government anonymously. It should always be the first right in America, because that way if the government turns on you, you still have that, you can enforce that right by putting a mask on. Okay? Now, they did that. I have death threats on a weekly basis from the Patriot hackers, who, by the way, guys, aren't like me. They're not nonviolent, peace-loving people. They carry guns. And they threaten to kill me in various different unique and creative ways that they send me messages on a bi-weekly basis. I have Iranian death squads that are rumored to be after me for my work in Iran. That's how much trouble we caused for Ayatollah Khomeini, okay? Now, this is dangerous business that my government has put me in harm's way for no reason at all. I had the right to be anonymous, and they stripped it from me. But by God, I am proud of everything I've ever done. Anything that I ever admit to or that they ever prove, and I admit to, I will own up to. I can't talk about it now, maybe, but I'll own up to it, and you'll see. I'm proud of everything I've ever done.
Sounds like an admission of something.
Well, of course it's an admission of something, dude. I mean, I don't do nothing. I just got done describing how I spend 14 hours a day in cyber activism. And I take down websites of bad guys wherever I find them.
And the Santa Cruz County government is a bad guy, in your opinion?
I don't know, really, to be honest with you, if they're still bad or not. I haven't been in town long enough to find out what the political situation is. If you want to talk about the local politics, the one to talk to is either Robert Norris or Ed Fry, who are here fighting these knuckleheads every single day with these cases of people sleeping on the steps and getting 6 months in prison. Which is, you know, that really what this news story should be all about. I mean, now it's got to be about me and having to, for my own safety, I wanted to do this. This is why I went against my lawyer's advice, because I'll be honest with you guys, I'm scared. My government has turned against me. I can't count on any protection. All I got is the friends standing around me right now, guarding me. Honest to God, that's why they're here, because I'm terrified. It's, you know, you try getting death threats on a weekly basis in your email. See how you feel, man.
First of all, where do we stay homeless for you, Mountain View?
I was at the time I was taken into custody in Mountain View, I was living as a
home now.
I for security reasons and what I just got done totally describing to you.
I'm trying to get on that, but
I'm not comfortable. I'm in the Santa Cruz area.
Okay.
I'm in the Santa Cruz area. I'm staying within what you could call the county of Santa Cruz, and that's further than that I can't go for security reasons. I mean, I've got problems here.
47.
I'm 45. Where are you from? I mean, where were you born?
I was originally born in the state of Maine.
Okay.
Shout out to my family if they see it on National. I don't know if National will pick it up.
Did you become a computer geek as like a kid?
Even earlier than that. I bought my first computer was a kit that I bought out of the back of Popular Science.
Really?
And Popular Mechanics, I'm sorry. And I bought this little kit. You had to solder it together and plug it into your television set and attach a tape recorder. And then it might work. And it took me 2 years to get the thing to work. I just want to point out. So, I mean, I'm good at what I do. I'm proud of what I do. I'm proud of my knowledge in IT. I certainly would make an excellent security consultant. If anybody wants to hire me, I could use the work.
Did you ever work in the biz?
I've worked in a lot of different businesses. If you Google me, you'll find some work I did in artificial intelligence, robotics. Computer science has been an utter fascination of mine my entire life. Although I didn't take any formal classes, and I'm self-taught. But the way the machines work, and the way that I always knew, even I remember my grandmother coming to me in 1980. This was 80. Think about it, like cell phones the size of bricks and stuff, and coming to me and going, exactly what is a computer, and why do you need $100 to buy one? And I couldn't, what can you say? I mean, it's going to change the world, Grandma, and that's it, And I think I always knew, and I think there's a bunch of us that always knew. And the hacking underground, if it's anything, we were the prophets of what's coming. And, people need to understand, we run the Internet. When you go to get your computer fixed, the guy across the counter could very well be a member of Anonymous. Or associated with Anonymous, however you want to put it. When you get your cable hooked up, that guy most likely wears a Guy Fawkes mask or has one hidden in his closet somewhere. I mean, we are everywhere, and we are the geeks. So don't think that we don't control the Internet. When Mubarak in Egypt turned the Internet off, we hacked right in and we turned it back on. When he turned it off, we hacked in and turned it back off on again. And guess what? He got so pissed, he pulled the only fiber optic line into the country out of the wall. So we are effective. We are devastatingly effective. And this is part of what makes us want to keep doing these activities that we're accused of, some of which, we do. And the reason we do that is because it is devastatingly effective. We can reach out and see change. It took 10 years to end apartheid. I was part of that movement. I've been in the underground and in revolution that long. And I fought in the apartheid fight. And it took us 10 years to end that atrocious practice. It took us 10 days to run the dictator out of Tunisia. So that's why we do it, because it works. And it doesn't hurt anybody. This shit does not hurt anybody. Messing up a computer harms no one. It may be annoying. It may piss people off. But it's no different than us sitting here, apparently. We pissed them off, right? Because they arrested us all for just sitting here and sleeping here as peaceful. These are all the people that were here. Gary,
hey man,
accused of the heinous crime. All of these people that are behind me here and beside me were occupied this courthouse for 60 days. 60 days peacefully and with an agreement with law enforcement. We allowed them to come in and get the drunks and the criminals out. We worked with them, and for 60 days it was beautiful. And to use force against us, there was no reason for that. Wherefore, Obama and Hillary Clinton spend the last 8 months going on TV hundreds of times saying, we must allow the protesters in this country, we must allow the protesters in that country to occupy space, to assemble. That right must be. It's a universal right. Let the revolutions go off. Well, fine, that's great. We appreciate the help. But what about right here in America? Why does that not count in America? Why are they going to use rubber bullets and cannons, beanbag cannons, against peaceful protesters at the major party conventions next year? Why are they going to do that? Because you know they're going to do it because they've done it for 20 years. They have attacked protesters with sublethal force, and some year it's going to get so big that they're going to kill somebody by accident. And then what are we going to do as America? We are no different sometimes than these Mideast countries, and our government needs to be held to account. And if they need to be held to account by civil disobedience, then we're in a fine tradition. You know what? Martin Luther King got arrested by the FBI. I don't care. I will not be silent. And that's what this news conference ultimately is about, is that I will not be silent. I will say as much as I can. I know you got burning questions for me, and I'm going to give you an exclusive afterwards, but you've got to be patient with me, too. I will tell you as much as I can. One of the things that Anonymous is famous for is transparency. You know, when H.B. Gary and Aaron Barr, the CEO of H.B. Gary, who, by the way, is going into apoplexy right now because we finally proved that he was wrong. I'm not Ben DeVries in San Francisco. Okay, I'm Christopher Doyen standing on the county courthouse steps, Aaron. Okay, the CEO who lost his job because we raped him, because he came out in the Washington Post and said he would expose us with a secret report that he compiled using a secret magical system to analyze social networks and expose secret organizations. That was his plan. He's going to sell this snake oil to the federal government for millions of dollars. And we took him apart in 6 hours, and we got the report, and guess who sent it to the FBI? Us. We are transparent, and we are willing to talk about what we do. The limitations that are on me right now are because I'm in a precarious legal situation. I will do as best I can, and things will be revealed partially in time. And I'll do it as fast as I can. I want to be open, and I want to answer the questions about that you have. But we are proud of what we do. We bring justice and freedom into this world to people who have no hope. You know, Food Not Bombs down in Orlando, Florida, where we did another operation this year that I will almost certainly be indicted for in the near future. Many, many counts, most likely. All right? That action was because people were feeding hungry people in a park the size or bigger than this whole front lawn. Much bigger, actually. Probably as big as the whole courthouse property. And they were feeding people sandwiches in one little corner of it. And they kept arresting them and kept arresting them. 6 months, those people were getting arrested. And no media would pay attention to them. The local would do an article once every 2 weeks in a special interest section. We brought global attention to Orlando, Florida. Tell me we didn't. Did you know about Orlando, Florida? Do you know about Orlando? Everybody knows about Orlando, Florida. Imagine that! That's what we do, is make you people do your job. We force you by disclosure of information, by dramatic things like, oh, my God, they brought the Santa Cruz County website down. By doing things like that, we make you people do your job and come out here and pay attention to the travesties that are going on right here in our own country. And that's why we do what we do, and that's why we're going to keep doing it. I mean, I've got restrictions on me now, but don't think that this is over. You can expect us. I can do copies. I just didn't have time.
You hold it up earlier. I think your side, other side. If you don't mind holding it up. How did you hold it up?
Oh, all good.
I can give you guys copies.
And is there a second?
There's many pages. I got the warrant.
You showed me
that. I got the arrest warrant. And I got full sealed indictment that was unsealed the day they caught me.
Can you show us the next bit?
Yeah, can I get these?
No, I want you.
I brought these for you.
I appreciate that. Can you flip it for us? Flip it open.
Why do you want me holding it? I feel like a bookstand. It's online.
Yeah, it's on paper.
No, my lawyer's gonna have a stroke, guys.
This is all,
yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I also intended to make copies for you. I just don't want to hold it.
I mean, you don't even need to do that because I can just get them off
paper. Doing something right now with the camera thing.
You can flip through it.
I don't want to.
Go back.
I'm tired, man. You can just read it.
I don't want to read it. I just want to see it. I want to take more pictures of you.
Here.
Here,
the indictment.
Thank you.
God, what do you guys think? I'm faking it? I'm faking it. It's a fake indictment, guys. I just called you out.
No.
I didn't really get it by FBI. These guys were all in suits, man. They were faking it. Oh.
There you go.
He shows up 45 minutes late, and he's demanding as hell. Don't you think this NBC guy is something, huh? You're good thing I love NBC, dude. I mean, they are my favorite network. I mean, you know. What am I doing?
Holding it up for the
door. And he's just walking around?
Are you put it,
Assault on the stiff.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. NBC reporter is looking, still smiling.
You and exclusive, and I think if the Sentinel wants to sit with me, but they waited a long time for you.
You know,
so
I've got everything I need to find it, unless you're going to tell me something else.
Well, what do you want?
No,
you can keep trying. You can keep trying to find a way over the fence. Trying to find,
that was an innocuous comment, by the way.
I got a 175 IQ, just to warn you, but you can keep trying to go over the fence. I mean, I don't mind the question. Don't think that I'm upset, because I'm good at this, and I'm not going to screw up. I'm not going to screw up, but I'll tell you what, though. You want to stay in touch, because I intend to reveal as much as I can. I need a card. I need a card is what I need.
I was talking to you on the phone. Okay.
You got a business card?
Yeah.
And the thing is, you need to stay close, because, like I said, as the indictments roll out, we'll have more of these, and
I have this thing on the bottom of the phone, email address.
And as the defense unrolls, as we unroll the defense and get through the discovery process, that's always a really tricky part.
So November 1st is what you're due in court again?
Yeah, but like I said, you can expect anything from me any day. I mean, this is
my email,
a live story,
and you've also got my
number,
so please. I got it.
I'm rebuilding my media list. The feds took it. I had over 1,000 reporters in one fucking foot.
Yeah, I was.
I know, but you would have been by now. I still needed the list.
No, you've got
that's why my attendance was low. But.
Norbert, do you have enough? Yeah.
Is this it for the press conference?
That's it for the press conference. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I'll be on Free Radio Santa Cruz tomorrow at 10 a.m. on special guest host with Robert Norris, so please tune in. Thank you very much, everybody, and to all my buds out there in the net, a shout-out. Peace.
Of course, on that show, there'll be special revelations made. NBC is welcome to come to the studio, as is the Sentinel.
Do you have any questions? You got game forever?
You still there, Rick?
I'm here, yeah. Thank you, Chris. That was a real eye-opener.
Did you hope you made a recording of that?
I did.
Excellent.
Yep. We're all set.
Put a copy of it in the Huff Index as well, if you can, because I'd like to get back to it later, perhaps. Although, maybe not.
I'll put a copy in there for you.
Hey, any questions from you or any of the thousands of listeners?
There's two listeners, and so far none of them have called in. No questions from me. But thank you, Chris. Just give Chris my thanks, and my respect for him has gone up 100%. Just a great release, press release. So,
thank you, Rick.
Okay. See you guys.
Actually, before you go.
Yeah.
Ed Fry is talking with Jessica. Do you mind if we record this for free radio if you have answers while you're... So you might want to catch a little of the local side. Don't go away, Rick.
All right.
I think that's
the
best.
So much for that. We came in and Jessica's leaving. Yeah. But you have been here for,
been here for
2 hours. Any reflections on this? I know reporters aren't supposed to have minds, but you do. Has your impression changed since you arrived?
I mean, I'm pretty familiar with Anonymous, so I'm not a tech geek, but I keep up on a lot of stuff.
Did you learn anything new today that struck you?
I don't know if I totally learned anything new in general, but I wasn't as familiar with this case because I've only been in Santa Cruz for a month, coming here from Chicago and the East Coast, so catching up, it's good to kind of catch up on the background of it.
How did you feel any reaction to the speaker?
I think that I think for what other reporter was trying to ask, and I think that didn't get totally answered. I think for the, average citizen, the idea of someone voluntarily choosing to be homeless is very
unusual.
And yeah, I just think most of the
that would have been a question you would have asked him.
Yeah.
Well, he's still here. You can ask him that question. Maybe we can walk over with you and find out why would such a high IQ guy choose to be homeless? Mr. IQ guy. You have to get a hold of him, Mary.
Yeah. Come on, guys. That's my best.
He has a question for you.
So I think for an average citizen...
You mind if we sit like this? I'm not well, so...
In the shade,
preferably.
We're moving into the shade here, folks, as the NBC packs up. Hey, you're leaving. All right. Next time. And we're don't go away, audience. We're about to hear the meaningful interchange with the Sentinel reporter.
We're not on the air.
Oh, yeah, you're still on the air.
No.
Oh, this isn't exclusive. We're turning it off.
I know, but I learned time. And to be honest with you, I got my problem.
And if she doesn't mind, do you mind? He minds. He's giving me the cutoff signal. Steve Plage, you have been observing our...
I have not been observing any of that.
You tuned out.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
And what about you, Becky? You were there for some of that.
I was there for very much of it.
What did you think?
Chris Doyen is a man of many words and many causes, and some of which I heartily support. For instance, I thought that the jailing of Keith McHenry in Orlando, along with 8 food not bombers for serving free food in a public park, was outrageous and did require some response. I certainly am supportive of how Chris was presenting our issues at Peace Camp about the lack of legal places to sleep and the crimes that criminalize homeless people for sleeping at night or using blankets. Although I wish he mentioned that a little more to the NBC, or maybe the 6 months in jail for sleeping type charges. Chris is a very brave person for coming forward, and now that he's out and about, I imagine that we'll be hearing a lot more from him.
And we've been talking with
Becky Johnson.
You have a website, do you not, or a blog?
I am Becky Johnson, One Woman Talking.
And writing as well.
It's mostly writing.
No much audio on that website.
There'll be more to come, I'm sure.
Becky Johnson, onewomantalking.blogspot.com, as I understand.
Yes, they can just Google for Becky Johnson and One Woman Talking, and they'll find it.
Now, what about your website, Steve Plage?
I don't have a website.
You don't have a website?
No.
You have a Friends of Thanksgiving button on.
Yes. Is there some point to this?
Of course. It is to bring you to the community, the public, give you the recognition you deserve. So you're trying to be here in disguise? Is that the idea?
Yeah. I'm going to wear that ridiculous hat, I think, if you give that up.
But you take a more skeptical view of this press conference?
I support anybody who's working for social justice. So in that respect, I support Chris Doyen 100%. That's all I'm going to say about it.
As tight-lipped as Chris himself, eh? Loose lips sink ships, or in some cases, city council candidates, perhaps. Gary, any comments about this for Free Radio?
I think it's really interesting to listen to the press interview people, and it'll be even more interesting to see what comes out on the corporate end.
Now, Gary, you've been observing the press and how they've treated Peace Camp 2010 throughout the last year, and you were involved almost every night in Peace Camp 2010. Any comments about that whole experience?
Well, I've said before, and I'll say it again, anytime you see double quotes or single quotes even in an article where you think it's somebody saying something, they didn't say that. It was the reporter putting their spin on whatever they think they wanted to hear.
This is what your experience from the Sentinel's article?
Direct personal experience, yes.
Any thoughts about on your case and how that's going? I know you're appealing your conviction for lodging.
Any thoughts on my case other than the ridiculousness? What I think is funny is how the reporters here are acting with indignance about a few packets going to some server somewhere, which I don't have an opinion on. But what I'm saying is their attitude about that versus denying people a physiological need that the judge himself recognized, gave judicial notice during the fucking trial, that sleep is a physiological need and it's not up for fucking debate. And the reporters
are more concerned about the website.
Yeah, or, you know, getting their spin. But when it comes down to human suffering, where the fuck is the Fourth Estate?
At home. That was Steve Plage, who apparently was moved by your statement. And should be. Thank you. Anything else?
No, that's it for now.
Thank you. That's Gary Johnson. Currently served 2 weeks of a 6-month sentence on appeal. And I guess, when do you learn what happens with that?
Right now, we're in the file, the initial request for appeal based on transcripts. So that's, I think, due the 10th, but the law library's closed, so it's possibly going to look for an extension because he's not, like, fancy, right? He's 71 and a non-computerized, so he needs to get hands on books, and he can't do that. So I don't know.
We might be able to ask Ed to be right across the way. And thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you for your video work.
What video?
Indeed. We'll talk to you later. Ed Fry, you're the attorney for yourself and for Gary Johnson.
Yes.
You are appealing the convictions of which both of you have served 2 weeks already.
That's right. We get the opening brief due October 11th.
What? It's a discretionary appeal. They can refuse to take it.
Well, they can. No, they have to take the appeal, but they're certainly not obligated to rule in our favor.
We attempted an appeal and they turned us down before they refused to take it.
No. We're appealing to the 3-judge appellate panel here at Superior Court.
We actually tried to go beyond that. So. Yeah. You're going to appeal to a group of Judge Gallagher's peers. He's the judge who sentenced you, right?
Correct.
Originally had you under $50,000 bail.
Yep.
Suddenly discovered it should only be $110, according to a clerical error that was made in the bail schedule.
The judge's second thoughts, actually. Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't comfortable having sentenced us to 6 months of jail. And setting the bail on appeal at $50,000. So when I hired a lawyer to get us out, he did say he didn't have any jurisdiction to reduce the 6-month sentence, but he did have jurisdiction to reduce the bail. So he reduced it from $50,000 to $110, and we were able to collect that amount pretty easily and get me in the spring, Gary and me.
Didn't he originally state that he had no jurisdiction to reduce the bail?
No, he said the original statement was no jurisdiction to reduce the sentence, which is probably accurate. Once he decides what the sentence is, that's it. Can't change his mind.
I could send a letter to the district attorney making some requests or demands.
Yeah, the district attorney somehow has more power than the judge because he offered a deal to me through the lawyer that I hired. To let me out, just dismiss my appeal in exchange, and I would have, if I dismissed my appeal in my case, he would then somehow arrange it so that I didn't have to do any more jail time. Now, this is just a district attorney, not a judge.
Bob Lee.
Yeah, so the district attorney in this case has more power than the judge, apparently. You know, prosecutorial discretion is very wide, and I didn't realize it was as wide as it is, but...
Did you ever research whether he was perhaps going beyond his authority?
Nope, I haven't. he said he has it. That's enough for me.
Now, what was your response to this offer?
Well, my response was, if you include Gary Johnson in the in that deal
you spoke to,
then fine, we'll both be free, but he said no to that. He hasn't said anything. He just doesn't offer it to Gary Johnson. So offer it to the lawyer so they'll be able to reduce the news value of the case. That's what his motive is, I think. You know, it doesn't look good for a lawyer to have to spend 6 months in jail for, you know, civil disobedience. But he refused, or he hasn't answered my letter. I sent him a letter saying, I'll take the deal that you're offering to me if you give it to Gary as well. Or alternatively, if you will join us in asking the appellate court to overturn the law and find it unconstitutional.
647A, the state lodging.
The state lodging misdemeanor law, yeah. But I haven't heard from him. He doesn't answer my letter.
As I remember, there were other conditions you also laid down. You had about 10 concerns that you wanted him to address.
Right. There were other things that I wanted him to do. I wanted him to open up a public space where people can sleep legally. I suggested this, you know, lawn area just between the lawn bowling area and the county government center. But he, again, hasn't responded. I've also written a letter to the health department telling them that they have statutory obligation to protect the health of the indigent. So why don't they join with me in going to the authorities of Santa Cruz County and saying, do not wake people up when they're sleeping peacefully. They need sleep. It's officially acknowledged by the judicial system that deprivation of sleep causes dangers to one's health and life. So, you know, why keep persecuting people just for sleeping? But and I did get a response finally from the director of the health department, Rob McCallister. She is going to go to the county council and for their opinion on whether or not to implement my suggestion that we designate a place, a public and convenient place here in Santa Cruz for people to sleep legally outside.
I'm holding my breath waiting for that county council's opinion.
Yes, well, I wouldn't wait too long.
And, of course, there was more, and I'm hoping that we can actually, if we haven't already, I'm not sure if we have, posted that document. It's on your website, Full Spectrum Democracy.
Yes, it is.
A letter you wrote to the district attorney.
That's there also.
Good. And that, of course, is you can find a variety of the issues Ed is concerned with. We're talking with Ed Fry, attorney, defendant, jailbird, and transportation from jail to Santa Cruz for certain questionable, actually not very questionable, articulate individuals. What was your reaction to Chris Doyen's speech today?
I'm a little nervous about what disclosures he may have effectively made, what admissions he may have made, but that'll all get washed out at trial, I'm sure. He's bound and determined to go public with at least the fact that he is Commander X. He admitted it, which I wouldn't have advised him to do, but, you know, so be it.
Legal versus the political activist, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ed.
My pleasure. And by the way, that website, in case you didn't get it straight, is fullspectrumdemocracy.org.
Thank you.